And welcome, fellow foodies, to another exciting edition of On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from La Encantada. We are here deep in the heart of happy hour at North Fattoria Italiana, La Encantada on Skyline and Campbell. Who's in the house coming out to North this afternoon? Rocking and rolling here as we do every Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock here on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. We thought about who are we going to be bringing up to the show today just bask in the magnificence of Chef Carlos Calderon's beauty and majesty. And we thought we would bring one of my good friends up here, fellow foodie and real estate broker agent extraordinaire, Mr. Jim Strong. What's going on, Jim?
Matt, I am thrilled to be here. In fact, something you might say, nay, honored to be here with you today.
That might even be a first on the menu live. Our celebrity co-host is honored, in fact, to be here. Anyway, you know, you and I have spent a lot of time together. You know, we're foodies in our own right.
We are.
I have had the opportunity to be in the kitchen with you and cook for two amazing ladies. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. I want to find out what's been on your menu lately. Now, you've done something that I think is extraordinary. You are probably the most gifted culinary artist that makes his way down to the mall at the U of A before the U of A home games. I don't know that I've ever been to a more delicious tailgate than yours, and you're not down there today. What's going on?
Well, Matt, I wouldn't miss this and the changeover of North and to see all the wonderful things that are going on, but one thing you have to understand, you need to under-promise and over-deliver on the food. That's my secret. And actually, our last tailgate was an Italian theme.
Wow.
Certainly not going to be, to the level that we are here at North, but, you know, we had the meatballs and the sausage, and I like to make my own sausage and all that. So it's just fun, and you get good people around and fun times. And up until, well, at least all the home games we've won.
That's great.
So it's been terrific. It's been a win-win-win.
Now with, you sort of skirt the traditions when it comes to tailgate food. You know, you're not going to find any, seven-layer dip at your tailgates. You're not going to find any, French onion dip with the sour cream. I mean, you begin that whole process days in advance, especially when you're going to be smoking some butts or smoking some ribs. I mean, how much thought goes into this process when you're getting ready for Saturday afternoon on the mall?
Well, I'll tell you what. I had to send out an email, and hopefully they weren't terribly disappointed that we weren't going to be tailgating this week, but this week I'm already preparing for the upcoming tailgates. I was over in California at a restaurant, and I tasted the meats, and I go, what are you doing with this? And they go, you know what? We marinate it in root beer. And they were doing pork shoulders, pork butts, and root
beer. Oh, that's gorgeous.
And so I found a great recipe and gave that a shot this week. And about 7-8 hours in the oven with chilies and root beer and a bottle of red and lots of spices. And you just let that, and you know the way it is. It just starts falling off the bone.
Oh, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
That's
so
it.
You get that prepared up, and so that's going to be one of the next themes at the tailgate.
Oh, that's great. Now, don't be surprised if you have about 10,000 people in our listening audience.
I have not had you by yet, so I want to make sure. I know you're tied up in this gig, but I've got to get you by.
It's tough. We're talking to Jim Strong, our celebrity co-host for the full hour here at North Fattoria Italiana. Jim Strong is with Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, fellow foodie. And before we get into sort of what's been on your menu and how you and I just love to create in the kitchen together for the women that we love.
That's right.
Let's dispel some myths right away. Talk about the current real estate market. I know it's a food show, but you're the oracle of wisdom when it comes to real estate in this community. I feel like things are moving now.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll work some food into it, but I got to tell you, the market is incredible. In fact, it's almost dangerous what's happening. Our inventory's down by two-thirds. We were at 13,000 listings just a few years ago. We're about 3,400 now. We're getting multiple offers on properties that are properly priced. There's just not enough inventory. And the good news is prices are up, say, 10% year over year. And so hopefully we can get some more people who are getting up above the waterline and then get those homes out on the market. And what I think everybody ought to be looking for is a new kitchen.
Yeah.
And with a new kitchen comes a new house.
Okay. That's
so
the way it goes.
Yeah, so we'll work that in. You get that wonderful gourmet kitchen, and you need to be making more than reservations for dinner, I think.
I love it. I love it. How can people find you online, Jim?
Well, they can find me online at jim.strong@azmoves.com. And when you go there, you're going to see a picture of myself with my lovely wife, Shannon Strong. She and I are teamed up. She kind of backs me up when I'm doing some other things. And together, we say that we are twice as strong on service.
Not bad. I like that. Well, speaking of magnificent kitchens, I mean, here we are, this gorgeous backdrop right here at North Fattoria Italiana. We are just seeing the magnificence here. The chefs are working. And when you see an exhibition kitchen like this, you know, you sort of have to sort of, you know, take a peek and stand on your toes and look around the corner. But they're making the pasta, they're rolling the dough, they're making the breads, and they're doing it right in the middle of the dining room.
I have to tell you, when I walked in and I saw that they're making fresh pasta and they have those racked out, I haven't seen that in a restaurant in Tucson in years. And the difference between a fresh pasta and a dried pasta is incredible. I mean, my wife travels and has come back and brought us some pastas from Italy. But this is the fresh stuff, and they're making the gnocchi, and it's gorgeous, and it's exciting, and the new look is exciting. So I can hardly wait to dig in sometime.
Yeah, and the culinary team is so approachable here. We're going to ask Regent Jasper whether or not he wants everyone to sort of fawn all over the chefs and the culinary team. But when I walked up to the table that's really friends right in the middle as you're walking into to this spectacular dining room, one of the sous chefs here, Kevin, is actually rolling some fresh gnocchi and fascinated by the process. So he's blading the dough into the gnocchi, you know, the sort of the pillowy soft gnocchi bites.
Yeah,
and
beautiful.
He's rolling the gnocchi against this wooden, you know, sort of old sort of Italian farmhouse wooden tool that gives it the edges and gives it all by hand, Jim.
Yep, I know. From scratch and by hand, and I bet you they got the finest flowers here. And this is exciting. This is exciting to see that kind of thing happen. It's like being in Mama's kitchen.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to be talking to Regan Jasper here in a few minutes and talking about this new concept because, friends, those of you who are familiar with North Modern Italian Cuisine, I mean, you're in for a little bit of a surprise when you walk in here to North in L'Encantata because now it's North Fattoria Italiana, which means farmhouse, an Italian farmhouse. Regan's going to talk to us a little bit about what he means by that. I mean, you know, E-I-E-I-O is all I remember from being on the farm. But anyway, this concept has really come alive. There's a buzz across this community here at North. And, you know, it's about passion here. It's about excellence. It's about being approachable. I mean, so many people hide their chefs in the back. You know, this is the family. This is the Sam Fox family.
It's real cooking here.
Absolutely beautiful. So we talked a little bit about you and me kind of getting funky in the kitchen not too long ago. We decided to do something for our wives. You know, we always come out to Great Fox Restaurant Concepts restaurants across Arizona, Tucson, and Phoenix. But when we want to stay in, you had a really great idea for what we're going to do for our beautiful brides. Talk to our listeners about that.
Well, what we did was, is, you know, we decided, I mean, Matt's a great cook, and I love cooking, and we had a couple other friends that love to cook. And we said, well, why not, you know, rather than going out to a restaurant tonight, why don't we cook for them? And we're just going to cater to them. It wasn't Valentine's or anything. And we knocked this thing out. And, Matt, you made the mussels with the chorizo and the wine. That was the dish that you spun out. And then we had some other great foods. And then you picked some terrific wines to go with each and every flight. And we just fawned all over them. And, actually, I don't think we had a name for that when we first started. And afterwards, we go, gosh, you know, we ought to call this something. And together we kind of said, well, let's call it Girls' Night In.
Yeah.
Why should our wives be going out? We want them home with us, you know. And if we can fawn over them a little bit, and there's nothing like a warm meal and a beautiful glass of wine and desserts and everything that goes along with it, and great friends.
Yeah, great friends.
And great friends, good group.
The camaraderie, the companionship, the fellowship we all had against the backdrop of just an amazing culinary experience and pairing the wines. We had the flights with each course. Mm-hmm. And I remember this was a milestone for me because I actually did something that I had never done before. I shucked my first oyster.
That's right. That's right. I forgot. We did. In fact, we did the barbecued oysters.
We did.
And that was a recipe my wife bought back from Nolan's. And she said, you should try this. And that's the wonderful thing about being a foodie and cooking. And you had a great kitchen to work out of. And you go, I see it. I'll try it. I'll do it to our taste. And we knocked out the barbecued oysters.
Love it.
And then, like I said, your chorizo and mussels and wine was gorgeous. You just, you know, killed it.
I appreciate that. Yeah. My mouth is watering. And I wish I could take credit for it. But I'm at North Fattoria Italiana.
Right.
But with the oysters, yeah, they cook right on the barbecue, right on their own. I mean, the shell almost
creates
its own ramekin. And their liquor.
And their own
liquor. I told everybody you're a foodie. That's exactly right. So one of the things you talked about, this patio here, and we're going to be talking to Regan about this. I mean, this is a wholesale transformation of the alfresco opportunity here at North. And one of the things you noticed right away is kind of the vegetation. And you gave me this sort of scenario.
I got to tell you, when I walked up and it's covered, I mean, gorgeous views, number one. I mean, you know, North is an incredible name because that's where it is. It's the northern foothills. You look down onto the beautiful lights of Tucson, and now you've got this covered patio. And my wife and I kind of have this little tradition where, you know, just prior to Christmas, we do a date day. I'll take a day off, and she takes a day off. And we've come up to North, and we've had lunch on this patio, just a little crisp, and we have beautiful food. And then we go and do our last shopping at La Encantada and, you know, knock some things out. And it's just been gorgeous. But now, I mean, I wish it wasn't September. I wish it was middle of December, and we'd already be having that date day and going through the whole menu. But and what I'm really thrilled is, and I also love landscaping, I saw all these citrus trees. And this springtime, when those citrus trees are blossoming, it's going to take me back to my fraternity days on the U of A campus when those orange trees were blossoming. As soon as you smelled that, you knew the girls were jogging and getting ready to get in their bikinis. So it's
and this, there goes one now.
This is an incredible experience. I'm awaiting.
Yeah, that's absolutely stunning. I mean, this is one of the great places that, you know, al fresco season is back. You know, yet again.
Yep.
And this is just absolutely spectacular. So we're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to the man himself, who's one of the busiest people I know. He's actually sitting down with us right here. Regan Jasper is going to join us in 60 seconds. Don't go away. Matt Russell broadcasting live from North Fattoria Italiana on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from North Fattoria Italiana right here at La Encantada on Skyline and Campbell here with my celebrity co-host Jim Strong from Coldwell Banker. How's it going?
Going great.
You know, I think the board operator back at KNST told me, I mean, we've got our listeners hearing all the wonderful ways you show your wife how much you love her. You've gotten 4 marriage proposals since this show started. The phones are ringing off the hook, Jim Strong.
Well, no marriage proposals, but I'll give out our location for our next tailgate. As a trade-off.
Okay? That's right.
So they're absolutely invited to the tailgate.
Perfect. That's where it is. And, you know, and just follow your nose and don't go to the French onion dip, my friends. Resist the temptation. Go to where things are smoking and where Jim is rubbing and mopping. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, anyway, we'll have some food, too.
I'm looking for the segue, but between rubbing
and
mopping and shucking, exactly right. He's with us here, friends, for the rest of the show. And I had the opportunity to meet our next guest about 15 years ago. And it was a life-changing moment for me because I began to think about wine differently. I began to think about food differently. And about the conversation that goes with great food and great wine. He is really one of the most celebrated restaurateurs, I think, in the entire Western United States, and he's here with us now. Regan Jasper, what's going on, man?
It's good to see you, man.
I always love seeing you. You always have a smile on your face. People are always following you. There's this frolic and fun everywhere you go, and here we are at North Fattoria Italiana, and what is the buzz about this
place?
Well,
I'm just happy to be back in Tucson. I've been on the road so much this summer, just opening restaurants.
Right.
So we got to put a little money back in our little baby here in Arizona. So it was time overdue. So, you know, the whole idea behind the transformation was, you know, deep down inside, I think we as a company have grown up a little bit. And when we opened North in 2003 up here in La Encantada, we wanted it to be the spot. We were in our 30s. You know, we were young. We wanted to party until 2 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, and so North became the spot,
right,
if you will. And,
right,
and we might have taken our eye off the ball a little bit on how we felt the food was coming out of the restaurant and that, you know, we hadn't put a lot of resources back into the building itself. And we have an unbelievable, you know, setting up here on the top of the hill and looking down at the city, and you know, we got to design this building, so it's not like it's a square footprint that we, you know, picked up from a mall, you know.
Right.
when we built this restaurant, we built it from, you know, it's our design. So, you know, as we've grown up and we're in our 40s now and married and, you know, kids on the way kind of thing.
Yay!
You know the whole idea is we want to be known as for our food.
Yeah, imagine.
And the handicap that North has always had is there's no room to prep. And so we have this beautiful line, great wood-fired, you know, pizza oven. And then right behind that wall where no one can look, you know, there's nothing back there. There's a walk-in and just a little bit of counter space. And so we took this opportunity to, you know, reinvest in the restaurant and build some action stations out in the front of the restaurant so we could do fresh pasta and we could do charcuterie. And so I don't know if you saw the old Burkle, but we rescued an old Burkle from Italy and had it restored and brought up to, you know, the standards, and it's a gorgeous slicer. You need to take a look at that bad boy, but it's gorgeous, a showpiece.
Well,
without a doubt,
show is the word. I mean, it's like a dinner and a show when you come up here, because you're not more than 10 feet away from the very gnocchi that's going to be coming to your table in, you know, a few minutes after that.
They're working around the clock, so when you're here, it's not like we get it all done and then you know,
right,
wrap it up and clean it up. When we're in the middle of action stations, it's truly they're making pasta around the clock.
Yeah, I think
just to keep up with.
Yeah, I think you've defined the whole exhibition kitchen idea. Yeah. But so our listeners are really wanting to know what this whole fattoria thing is all about. So fattoria is farm in Italian.
Yep.
So what's an Italian farmhouse?
So, you know, one of the kind of the triggers for us right now is you know, farm to table. You know, when we start designing restaurants, we're like, man, we want to get that whole idea of, you know, production out of the mindset of the guest, meaning that you're buying food that's processed somewhere else. We want to take it right from the farm, bring it to our restaurant. Our culinary team gets to work with it and then put the freshest, most possible ingredients in front of you. And so North, in its heyday, that wasn't necessarily our mindset. Like I said, we grew up, we've opened a bunch of restaurants. We have influences like True Food Kitchen,
right,
you know, where we have six of those. And the whole concept was built around a farm-to-table, relationships with the farmers. And so as we started to evolve the North brand and kind of redevelop it, if you will, a lot of those influences from True Food Kitchen came into the menu and the mindset, as did Culinary Dropout. So, you know, Culinary Dropout's a brand that we have going full throttle right now, and that one's a little bit more of a gastropub and you know, edgy and on point and trendy upfront and current is probably the best word that I like to use.
I hear you.
And so, you know, we didn't feel like North was current. And so we wanted to kind of grow up, if you will. And so we have a beautiful venue. We wanted to make the investment. And, you know, so the Frattatoria has evolved. So we still wanted to call it North. We didn't want people to lose the fact that, you know, but the concept has changed. It's, you know, it is more about the food now and more about the craft of making pasta and the craft of, you know, making pizza. And rather than running it just through a sheeter, you know, the pasta is all hand-tossed, much more airy. And, you know, and I'll let Chef talk about that a little bit. I don't want to steal all of his thunder, but, you know, at the end of the day, when you see us putting food down in front of you, I know you're going to be oohing and aahing about how really fresh everything looks and tastes.
You know, I always ooh and ah just when you're in my presence.
Yeah.
I mean, and if the food brings all the more out of me, all the better. We're talking to Regan Jasper from Frock's Restaurant Concepts here at North Fattoria Italiana in Lawn Cantata, Skyline and Campbell. And look, the cocktails have already started to arrive.
Yeah.
People are starting to get happy. We got a great menu that we're going to be talking to Chef Carlos Calderon about.
Sure.
Just fascinating what you guys are doing, these artisan pizzas that you're pulling together.
Yep.
I think one of the best menus that I've ever seen. We're just going to be going deep in the heart of great Italian farmhouse food with you in the second half of the show.
Let's do it.
Thanks so much for hosting this wonderful party. Again, Matt Russell broadcasting live from North Fattoria Italiana with my celebrity co-host, Jim Strong from Coldwell Banker. You can hardly wait to eat, right, Jim?
I can hardly wait. And the feel of this restaurant, the food, it's gorgeous.
That's great. Well, speaking of great food, and, you know, we're thinking about the Tucson Symphony, which is going to be starting their fall season here coming up, and there's always a great event here for foodies across southern Arizona when we want to mix great food with great music, and there's this wonderful event called the Movable Musical Feast, sponsored by the Tucson Symphony Orchestra. This October, it sounds like an amazing experience, and from the Tucson Symphony Orchestra, we've got Sean Campbell back with us. What's going on, Sean? Sean, are you with us? Don't believe Sean is with us. So we're going to ask you, you know, going to put tab A into slot B back at the KNST studio. She's on the line, but I don't hear her. But anyway, I'm going to keep talking until my board operator tells me.
Well, Matt, let me ask you, where's this going to be held?
Okay. Sean, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Matt.
Hey, nice to hear your voice. Anyway, so congratulations. We're coming up on another amazing fall season with the Tucson Symphony Orchestra, and we love the Movable Musical Feast that you put together a couple times a year. You've got something planned, I think, that it's quite extraordinary on October the 14th out at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. And if you love great music and you love great food, this is an absolute must. Tell us what's going on October the 14th.
Well, as you know, with these movable musical feasts, what we try to do is put some of the best things that we have in southern Arizona together and, you know, create a one-of-a-kind evening, and that is clearly what we have going on at the Desert Museum. As people arrive there, they'll be greeted with a prickly pear margarita, and then they'll head down through the winding path to the desert garden where they will have some amazing hors d'oeuvres. Do you want to hear about a few of those?
Oh, please.
Okay, how about a Mexican flatbread with olive tapenade and roasted Nopales, grilled chicken all covered in melted jack cheese.
My goodness.
Now, if you want something a little lighter, there will be salmon mousse atop endive. There's some really interesting southwestern takes on bruschetta, and then a beef tenderloin also on grilled flatbread with wasabi and pickled onion. So
beautiful.
All sorts of interesting flavors and colors. And while people are enjoying those, they'll also be meeting some of the amazing residents of the Desert Museum. Maybe some owls, some hawks, maybe ring-tailed cats.
Wow.
And then we head to the first concert of the evening because, as you said, these are a mixture of great places, great food, and great music. So the first concert's outdoors in the Desert Garden with the TSO Wind Quintet. They're all principal players of the symphony, and they're going to do this really interesting concert of music by Piazzolla, who is famous for his tangos, and also some spirituals. So it will be really interesting and colorful once again.
Beautiful. And so you're going to have the wildlife there as part of the experience. You're going to have these great prickly pear margaritas. I love what you're doing with the roasted Napolitas. Again, that's a locally sourced a cactus pad or cactus bud, as I've been told. Yeah. So all about local, all about this wonderful place that we know as the Desert Museum. And you've got these wonderful performing artists all against the backdrop of this majestic museum. And we haven't even gotten into dinner yet. I mean, these are the sort of the appetizers and the dinner. But how are people going to be making their way through the evening after the opening?
Well, that's right. After that first concert, we move to these lovely terraces where they'll be eating outside. And it's still this kind of Southwestern-infused meal with a delicious salad of watercress and arugula with pears, sun-dried cherries, candied pecans, and a balsamic vinaigrette. And if you've never had their fresh-baked focaccia bread with cilantro pesto out there, you've got to try it. You could stop right there. It's absolutely delicious.
I can personally vouch for that, absolutely, Sean.
And then the entree is a split plate of achiota marinated chicken breast with this really rich, kind of a hash made from grilled yams and black bean and tomatillo. And then the other half of that entree is a grilled mahi with lemon butter and some capers and red and yellow peppers in the sauce. So just, what else could you ask for? I mean, it's just an amazing, colorful, diverse variety of flavors and terrific.
Yeah, I mean, the culinary team out there at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum doesn't sound like they've missed a beat whatsoever. And who's going to be performing during the dinner part of the evening?
Well, after dinner, we go inside to the Warden Oasis Theater for a concert by the TSO Percussion Ensemble. And this is also a really special opportunity to hear musicians and instruments that people don't get to hear very often. They're going to be playing music by Grieg and music by Gershwin and some other composers. It's going to be marimbas and xylophones and every kind of percussion instrument you can and can't imagine, and that will be a lot of fun. Then after that, we head back outside under the stars for a dessert buffet. If you've ever had, can we just say truffles? Their truffles are amazing.
You can absolutely say truffles.
Along with lots of other delicious things.
Great. So, and that sort of caps this night with this percussion ensemble. And I'm curious as to what the wildlife out there, how they're going to respond to, the banging and the rubbing and the shaking and the beating.
I've seen all the Disney movies. They just get right up and dance. Sounds like appetizers at sunset and dessert under the stars. That could not be a more beautiful evening.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, it's the annual Movable Musical Feast. Again, October the 14th at 5 p.m., starting off with this beautiful cocktails passed and prickly pear margaritas and the sunset and then the woodwind quartet and then the dinner and then the dessert bar and then all of
gorgeous.
These different sort of zones and features around the museum with these world-class performing artists with what I think sounds like a five-star culinary experience. Now, Sean, I want you to make sure that you give all of our listeners a sense on how they can get tickets because I know these things generally sell out, and I mean, it's quite obvious. So we want to encourage all of our listeners to get tickets now. How do they do that?
Yes, they have two choices. They can go to our website, which is TucsonSymphony.org, or they can call our box office, which is 520-882-8585. And we would love to hear from them.
And, Sean, give us that telephone number one more time.
Yes, 520-882-8585.
And how much are tickets this year, Sean?
Tickets are $135 a person, but that's all inclusive, wine with dinner, everything for the whole evening.
Wow. So that includes everything. You're not having to come up with extra dollars to throw on the table. You pay that fee and you're good for the evening?
That's exactly right.
Sounds like a cruise ship.
Leave your purse in the car, walk out, enjoy the evening without a worry.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? When Sean Campbell's on the phone, all of our worries just melt away. That's how that's how things work. Anyway, Sean Campbell with the Tucson Symphony Orchestra, always a privilege having you on the show. And I know you're going to have a great turnout for this incredible event on October the 14th. The weather's going to be perfect. Everything is going to be outstanding, and I wish you all the best. And congratulations on what I see, what I hear is going to be an amazing fall season for the Tucson Symphony.
Thank you so much, Matt. We are very excited about opening night this coming week. It's going to be a blockbuster, and then, of course, the feast will be not to be missed.
Very good. Sean, thanks so much for everything you do in this community. We love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jim and I are going to take a quick Fox News break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, it's Chef Carlos Calderon in the house here at North Fattoria Italiana. You're listening to On the Menu live on KNST, AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu live with Matt Russell on KNST, AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from North Fattoria Italiana here at La Encantata on Skyline and Campbell, and just moving and grooving with our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Jim Strong is back.
This is terrific, Matt, and the food's showing up, and my arms aren't long enough. They took it to the other end of the table already.
The chef's board is a popular item.
Oh, my God.
It's working its way down to this authentic farmhouse table, and I should say we're broadcasting live from, I think, one of the great private dining rooms available, and we're going to be talking with Regan Jasper about that. This is a great place to hold a private party or a special event, do a, you know, kind of a board retreat, and do it with great food and great wine and great cocktails. And what a great segue, Regan Jasper, because you just put something before me that I sort of looked around and I sort of gazing at what this could be, the different colors in here, and you said, you know, it's best not to ask questions, just drink it.
And I've never seen you drink something so fast.
And I did, you have to talk about this cocktail.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, the as Jim pointed out, we did a big addition to the patio, and we covered our, you know, the south-facing part of the restaurant so that we have this beautiful outdoor environment. And you know, when you go to Europe and you know, most of the time when you drink beer over there, it's not by itself. It's usually, you know, cut with a little something during the daytime. And so in Italy, they call those a shandy. And usually a shandy is a blend between beer and usually lemonade, or it'll be cut with Sprite. Sometimes they cheat and they just put a little Sprite in it. So we took that to a whole other level here, and we're trying to bring the shandy back and make it popular again. We call this the Aperol Shandy. So there's a splash of Aperol and another liqueur called Dini, both from Italy. Aperol's a little sweeter.
Right.
Dini's more clear and also throws citrus components to it. So it's kind of feeling our adult lemonade. There is also, you know, a little grapefruit in this drink as well.
So it's good for me.
Oh, it's healthy. Yeah,
I just wanted to clarify that.
All the major food groups. Yeah.
Beer.
Beer. Yeah, and so, you're not cheating with Sprite here.
No. So
how are you topping this off?
So yeah, then we top it off with you know, probably Italy's most famous beer, the Peroni. So it's you get the beer, you get the little, you know, shandy on the side, and then you kind of just keep it going, and it's over ice, and so it's just a fun version. But at the end of the day, it's great for the patio, it's great for brunch, and you know, Carlos is going to tell you a little bit about some of our items, but I know you're staring at two over easies right in front of you. So
I'm staring at two over easies, and you know, I'm rarely rendered speechless. And let me just say, this cocktail, perfect time of year.
Yeah.
You know, it's still hovering around the 90s. This is a beautiful, light, crisp, refreshing, and I love the interactivity.
Right.
You know, little sip, yep. Little topper with the Peroni, little sip.
You got it just the way you like it. It's kind of like when you have an iced tea. You're not sure if you want a little more sweetener or not. You just kind of, you're always doctoring it up. Well, that's kind of how this drink is.
And it's even got a little eye to it. It's kind of a sunrise or
yeah,
a sunset.
Right.
That's brunch or appetizers.
Yeah,
exactly.
And so, speaking of brunch, real quickly, you know, that's a big new thing for the North brand. You know, we were always going till 2 o'clock in the morning. Now it's we're getting up at the crack of dawn and whipping up eggs on Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, the restaurant opens at 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and we do a little brunch feature. And so you're going to, you know, I'm trying to help you segue into, you know, getting Carlos talking over here, but I just love looking at that.
It's all about the food here. Yeah. And here we are, you know, sitting at the side of, I think, one of the great culinary artists that's part of the Fox story, but really in Arizona and, in fact, in the western United States. And I love everything you've done, and I want to get to know you a little bit better here for our listeners. Chef Carlos Calderon on the Menu Live debut.
Hi, how are you?
Is a big moment for both of us.
That's great.
How's it make you feel?
Pretty special. It really does.
You should be, Chef. I mean, you are sort of, you've overseen, you know, this this wonderful story here at North Fattoria Italiana and helped to sort of transcend and to transform modern Italian cuisine into this farmhouse idea that Regan talked about. Give our listeners a sense of your story. I mean, how long have you been in the culinary arts, Chef?
Well, I've been cooking for 17 years. I started off in a country
club. So you started when you were, what, about a year old then?
Yeah.
Is that,
I look pretty young, yeah. No, I started right when I was in high school, right before I graduated. Started as a dishwasher, as many do, and worked my way up. I went to a culinary school 3 years after that and haven't looked back. I was the chef de cuisine at Yano's for a few years.
Beautiful.
Was there a total of 7 years. Worked at Miraval, and I've been with Fox for the last five. So it's been a great experience.
I should say my sister and brother-in-law are visiting here. They're at the table here. They're here all the way from Kensington, Maryland, and my sister was out here a few years ago, and she actually went to Yano's, and she actually was brought, and she was one of the first people to say, you know, the meal made me weep. So if you had any role in my sister's breaking down at the table,
possibly.
I don't want to embarrass you, but there it is. So give our listeners a sense of sort of the culinary approach here at North. I mean, Regan gave us an idea of the farmhouse idea and the concept. How does that really translate to the table?
Right. So how that translates is you want to keep it as fresh as possible and as under-processed. You know, we want everything fresh, you know, crispy, clean, and great. You know, anywhere from getting our own beef, cutting it up and grinding it, to making our own sausage, you know, not getting greens or mixed lettuces and cutting them up and mushing them up and overdressing them. You know, just highlighting the natural sweet flavor of everything is really what inspires us here.
Yeah, and that's really, I think, what is – it's a manifestation of the Fox, I think, brand, because it's not trying to be – all things to all people. And, you know, I remember Regan was on the show a couple of years ago. We really talked about, you know, it is profound in its simplicity. You take something that naturally is a gorgeous dish, that naturally has a wonderful flavor profile, and don't spend time and money trying to cover it up with these wild stuff. Just enjoy and celebrate the simplicity of what food is. And that's what I love about what Fox does.
Absolutely. You know, as Regan says, we've grown up a bit, and, you know, we've taken, you know, we want to be cool and trendy, and you know, this is cool and trendy, but it's fun, it's great, and it's clean. That's really what we love.
That's what we love about food. So give our listeners a sense of the menu, because I think it's a masterpiece, frankly, because there's so many different things that you're doing food-wise, you know, from your pastas to your pizzas to your seconde. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Yes, seconde.
You know, you see seconde on a menu, and you know, some people take risks, but I think you guys have nailed it. But start at the beginning and work your way down this menu, because I think it's extraordinary.
Yeah, I think you touched on it with the pastas and the pizzas. Really, those are the backbone of our menu. You know, fresh pasta. We have an extruder, you know, $6,000 extruder that pushes out fresh pasta. And, you know, as you said, we have the guys rolling out pasta. You know, you're going to have that pasta that he just rolled out 10 minutes ago going into your dish at the table. So it's just really great experience. You know, and then we move on from there. The pizzas are so great and rustic. You know, we want them to look rustic and bubbly and have that great farmhouse feel, as you could say. You know, like your grandma just pulled it out of an old wood-fired oven. You know, so it's all the ingredients have been hand-selected and tasted just to make sure that that's exactly what we want everything to be like.
And the pizzas, I mean, just looking at them, you get that gorgeous char on the bottom.
Right.
And no two pizzas, even the same pizza, no two pizzas look alike, because
that,
you're talking about each pizza custom-made, not only for the order, but for the family and for the people and for the guest.
Yes.
I mean, that's the level of investment that this company makes.
No, it's great. I mean, you know, these guys enjoy it. I mean, with the speaking of investment, the guys back here do such a great job of making it their own and owning the food and wanting to inspire everyone who comes in and walks through the doors. So it's really great.
So what's the big pizza? Okay, people come in here and they say, it all looks so good, I have no idea. Where are your servers navigating them? What's the big seller?
You know, it has to be the margarita. You know, just simple, the original. You know, just some red sauce, pizza sauce with some fresh mozzarella, melted, you know, cooked in the oven 10 to 12 minutes, pull it out, just some fresh basil, and we're great.
10 minutes, so that's a high temperature oven you got back there.
Oh yeah, yeah, that thing's running at 500.
500 degrees.
Yep.
Okay, that's a hot oven.
It's wood burning.
Is your oven kicking up 500 degrees in the strong house?
No. We top out about 4. Otherwise, the smoke alarm goes on.
I can relate to that,
Chef. You brought up the pesto, and I'm looking at the chef's board down there, and I saw that what looks like gorgeous homemade mozzarella with a thumbprint and the pesto in it. But I saw on the menu you've got a pasta, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing it, a gigli?
Gigli.
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 Gigli. That's what I was before I started working out. I am a pesto freak, and the fact that you've got pesto and it's on gigli. I'm salivating. I can't speak anymore. But no, describe it, that. That looks gorgeous.
The gigli pasta, it's basically a pasta that is represents like a flower. You know, it kind of has some ribbed edges, but it's kind of blooming, so to speak, the pasta itself. The pesto we make fresh every shift. Mm. I mean, we're going through so much pesto.
Every shift.
So, you know, we're making pesto at 9 o'clock in the morning, then we're making it again at 2 or 3. We're selling so much of it. But it's just a regular pesto, you know, toasted pine nuts, some garlic, parmesan, lemon oil, a lot of basil. We go through 10 pounds of basil a day here.
10 pounds of basil a day.
That's a lot of basil. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. But and you're selecting the pasta specifically for what it needs to hold on to.
Absolutely.
That's a good point.
That's a great point. You know, the pasta needs to be able to carry. If it's a heavy sauce, we need a thicker, heavier pasta. You know, the gigli with that pesto sauce, it's so light. You know, it's just really kind of drapes and kind of just coats it lightly, and it just has this great mouthfeel to it.
Perfect. Mm, yeah. Just gorgeous.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
And the al dente, you are about tradition here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, let's set the record straight right now.
Yes.
There needs to be resistance in the pasta.
Yes, absolutely. We can't
send out
any more mushy pasta.
Please don't do that.
I'm against it 100%.
A little chewiness to the pasta is a public service in this community.
Absolutely.
Okay, gorgeous, creative, artisan, rustic pizzas. Beautiful handmade pasta. And I'm looking out the window right here, and they have not stopped since we've been here.
Yeah.
Fresh pasta rolled, hand-rolled all day here.
All day long. We have someone come in at 8 o'clock, and they start making pasta. They don't stop until 9 in the night.
And again, that's part of the entertainment here.
Tortelloni's right now.
All right, well, let's talk about the seconde. So world-class pasta, wonderful pizzas, the appetizer, the salumi we talked about. But talk about the seconde, because this is where the sort of the earthiness and the robustness of the true Italian tradition comes alive, I think.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of great flavors. You know, the pan-seared diver scallops with the lentils. You know, that just reminds me of grandma and home. Like, you know, I come from a Mexican background, but, you know, you would come in and your grandma would have beans stewing all day long. That's kind of the same kind of feel is what we want to represent here, with the polenta on the short ribs. You know, that's a famous, world famous North experience, and we've just improved it, made it even better.
It was impossible to improve the North polenta. I mean, how can you possibly find
more?
You
add more fat to it.
The secret is out. Chef Carlos Calderon.
That is grandma's cooking.
Yes, it is.
That's perfect. And grandma lived to be 105.
Absolutely beautiful. So what are some of the standout items there on the seconde menu? I mean,
the short rib, obviously.
Yeah, that's the main one.
I think the chicken and prosciutto. We have a 5-6 ounce chicken breast that we brine for 20 minutes. This is going to add a little more moisture to it. We stuff it with a smoked mozzarella, and then we wrap it with prosciutto di Parma. Mm. Sear it off so it has a nice crispy outside. And then we cook it for about 10 to 12 minutes and let it rest. And so we let that cheese kind of it gets sucked in, and then it just slowly fills the rest of the chicken breast.
Oh.
And when you slice into it, it just kind of oozes out really slowly onto your, we have a bed of spinach and a chicken, brown chicken jus that we add to that, which just really just ties the whole dish
together. Of course. Now, let me just ask you, just for the record, does it really ooze, Chef? Does it really ooze?
It oozes, yes.
Because, that's a bold claim.
Well,
if you say it's going to ooze and it doesn't ooze, I'm
Let's get
I'm
this
out.
Man a prosciutto chicken right now.
But, Matt, there's no danger because when we walked in, there is a stack of freshly baked focaccia bread.
Yeah,
so
gorgeous.
You can soak up your ooze with
yeah.
It's everything's here. It's perfect.
Okay, I can't take anymore. I mean, with the oozing.
Well,
and the drizzling and the pillow soft of the pasta. Anyway, so let's do a little tasting here.
Absolutely.
So I haven't eaten in a couple of hours, so I've got a relatively fresh palate. I don't know where you'd like me to begin. Shall we begin with the chef's board? Shall we begin with the two sunny sides?
All right.
Talk
so
about
what's in front of you. You have the Nona. Basically, Nona means grandma in Italian. This was actually inspired by the chef at North 40th in Phoenix and his grandma. She would make something like this, but family style. So what it is dried bread. You know, you get some day-old bread, cut it up. You add some fresh-made sausage and some marinara, what we call sugo, just a marinara sauce. You put it all together, you bake it, and then you top it with some sunny side eggs right on top. So, you know, you get the richness from the sausage and the eggs, and it's just, you know, it's just this great, great explosion of flavors.
Indeed, it did explode. The flavors, like you say, I mean, with the day-old bread, you know, repurposing it mm-hmm. in a way that's going to bring new life to this dish. The eggs are cooked absolutely perfectly, and when you just begin to poke that yolk, it just begins to cascade. You know,
that's a great word.
Some people might say ooze, chef, but it's cascading.
It's cascading, yes.
Man, this is good. This is yours. I mean,
this is one of my favorite dishes. I think on the whole menu.
Beautiful.
It's so simple. But
does that
great.
Have some an onion or a garlic? And
so it's
still crispy. You can it's still got a mouthfeel. You didn't cook it away.
No. Well, the sausage, we make fresh sausage here every few days. And it's just got the right amount of fennel seed and onion and garlic in there that we cure. We actually cure, and then we cook them off every day. We cook sausage off every day.
Every day.
And we just kind of we throw it in there. You know, and you just got to heat it up. You know, you just want, like you said, repurpose the bread a little bit and make it moist, but not where it loses its texture.
And I think what you've done with this dish is you brought us in with the foundation of the dish, with the day-old bread and the sauce and the sausage, which by itself would be interesting, delicious, new, innovative. Yeah. But then you just take it up a whole nother notch by putting two sunny-side-up eggs on the top.
It's a great hangover breakfast as well.
This is Italian, a public service that
Italian
they're providing.
Italian Eggs Benedict.
Italian Eggs Benedict.
I love
absolutely
it. Perfect. Oh, there you go.
Hangover helper. You got it right here. This is take-home value, friends. This is unbelievable. All right, we got about another minute and a half before we go to our trivia question. And we want to remind all of our listeners that you will actually have the chance to call in and guess the right answer to the trivia question. If you're the first caller with the right answer, you're going to be a guest of Chef Carlos Calderon to try the Italian farmhouse North Fattoria Italiana for yourself. So we had this lovely dish with the sunny sides, and then we're working our way over to the chef's board, which I think has become kind of a standard element of the North experience, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't go wrong with freshly sliced cured meats and some accoutrement, if you will.
Okay,
sorry
beautiful.
To use the French word.
That's all right. You get one waiver. Okay, so beautiful shaved meats, and you got some roasted veggies, it looks like, some lovely glistening Italian olives, some pesto over that beautiful hand-pulled mozz. Beautiful. I mean, it's art. The artistry of the dish is just as exciting as the flavor profile.
Yeah, and
it's just beautiful.
And the excitement of them putting it together right in front of you.
Right in front of you. Okay. We have one more item to taste before we go to our trivia question, and I don't know where to begin, Chef.
It's a fried egg sandwich. So we got fried eggs.
Yes,
some
please.
Gnocchi bacon, which is the best bacon you can buy.
Unquestionably.
Some crispy potatoes and lemon aioli.
Okay. Talk about this bun, because right away it's just a little bit of a resistance
it's,
on top.
Yeah, it's a brioche bun.
It's a brioche.
So it's really soft on the outside. We got a nice, like you said, firmness on the outside, so it gives a great texture to your bread, to your sandwich. It just holds it all together.
On the brunch menu.
Yep.
Easy to cut corners in this business, as we say on the show. You got to pay a little bit more for the Gnocchi bacon. You're not even passing that off to us here.
No.
You're making the investment, and we're here
absolutely
to enjoy
we
it.
Just want to pass the value on to everybody and make sure that they are enjoying the great things that we have to offer.
Matt's okay. Got a mouthful. Those potatoes are great. That's got to be rosemary.
Rosemary,
that,
Parmesan.
That's home. That's farm. That's Italian.
This is my new brunch staple now here at North. Okay, what's our trivia question going to be? Do you guys know?
What color is the slicer that we use for all our salumi plates?
What color is the slicer that you use for all of your salumi plates? Wow. I mean, how many colors are there? I mean, this is a pretty good one. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card. And no, if you're sitting here, you're not eligible to win. Anyway, you're listening to On the Menu live on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Menu live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the heart of goodness up here in the foothills at La Encantada on Skyline and Campbell. We are, in fact, broadcasting live from North Fattoria Italiana. Where are you going with the food, Regan? He's moving it away from me. I think he wants to serve the other folks
position
who have turned out for the show
equal
anyway.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah, exactly.
Equal opportunity. This is terrific.
Here with my celebrity co-host from Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage, Jim Strong. had some eggs today, didn't we?
I had some eggs, and when you were at break, I had this gorgeous breakfast bread. It's bread, sliced bread pudding, and it's got whipped cream oozing over it and the maple syrup. And oh, God, it's great.
I think we found our new tagline. Yeah. It's all about the U's at North.
My problem is I'm going to have to be here from 10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. Why'd you do that to us?
Anyway, we've got a trivia question. On the table, what is the color of the – what are we talking about, Chef, of the slicer?
The slicer, what we use to freshly slice all our salumi plates.
What is the color of the fresh salumi slicer here at North Fattoria Italiana? By the way, how am I doing? Is that – the Fattoria? Fattoria Italiana?
Killing it.
Fattoria.
Fattoria. Right. Okay.
You gotta have a little accent.
Perfect. Okay. Anyway, we got a couple of callers who think they might know the answer because they want to come here and get a sense of what all the glory is about here at North, and we're going to say hi to Marie. Marie, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Well, hi. I can't believe I got through.
You can't believe you got through. Yeah, we got 10 million listeners, and congratulations, you just broke through. But anyway, there is one color and one color only of this slicer, and I so want to treat you to lunch or dinner at North. What's the color, Marie?
Well, I'm thinking silver. It must be stainless steel. I don't know.
Okay. Silver, stainless steel. Chef, what do you say?
There's parts are stainless steel, but that is not the color.
Oh, Marie, I was pulling for you. Anyway, I hope you can back if you're so inspired. Anyway, that opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win lunch or dinner or brunch or whatever you'd like to do here at North, because it's all about you the moment you walk in the door. And we're going to say hi to John. John, what's your answer?
I was there for lunch on Monday. I got a great tour from the great staff.
Thank you.
Saw the beautiful red.
John, it's a one-hour show.
Red.
I'm kidding.
It's red.
Attaboy.
He says it's red, Chef.
That's it. That's the answer.
John, you nailed it. Attaboy. Congratulations.
Thanks for coming in on Monday.
Wow, he was here on Monday.
Love it.
Now, you don't work for Fox Restaurant Concepts, do you, John? I mean, I just want to make sure that this is all on the up and up.
Nope. I'm just, just one of my favorite places before and after the remodel.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. That's great. We always love hearing feedback from customers. And, we're going to be talking about Facebook page and website and all that kind of thing. But, John, congratulations. Thanks for listening. Now, don't go away because KC back at the studio is going to get all your information. And it's going to be Regan Jasper and Carlos Calderon's privilege to send you a gift card in the mail. We'll get that taken care of.
Thank you so much.
That's so much, John. Wow.
Thanks,
so
John. Thanks, John.
Red. Now, were there a number of different colors that you got to choose from and you thought red was going to be the right
way? There
was.
We originally had a white one. And with all the white in the restaurant, we thought we needed a little bit of color. So with the red being appropriate, to match the hood.
Matches our new hood.
It matches the hood. Okay, good. There was a strategy there.
A little bit.
Okay, so there's a strategy about food here, and the food keeps coming and coming. And so we've had this gorgeous, we did some eggs today, Chef. Had that lovely sunny side. We had the egg sandwich and that brioche bun with that rosemary potato cakes dipped in that gorgeous, that silky smooth aioli, which I could eat with a spoon, by the way. Let me just say.
You're not the only one.
Okay. So the pizza's here, standout item. People come here for pizza and great pasta. Where would you like to talk about next?
Well, we can go with the pasta. I mean, we were just talking about the Gili pasta with the pesto. It just arrived in front of the gym here.
That is gorgeous, and it's almost like it's got a deconstructed pesto with the whole pine nuts and the parm on top.
Oh, that's good. Listen to you, Jim Strong.
Did you pick up a little of that crispy caper on there?
That crispy caper, beautiful. And it's, not everybody deconstructs their pesto, Jim Strong.
That's right.
I mean, this is absolutely amazing. So is this the pasta that they were rolling not 20 minutes ago when I walked
that's
in the
right,
door?
That's right. That's the one.
Beautiful green color, silky smooth. Got a little bit of a sheen to it. And you said you got some pine nuts in here and some capers?
Capers, fried capers, yeah. Mm. It just adds a little more texture to it.
Oh, my good heavens. Oh.
A little extra saltiness.
Oh, walk us through that gnocchi also, buddy.
You do love me, don't you, Chef?
I love everyone.
Speaking
absolutely
gnocchi.
Beautiful.
It's
okay.
That's gnocchi on the back door.
Gnocchi. This is the short rib.
That's knocking for you right there.
And look at the way, as I bring the short rib onto the fork, it just sort of, it doesn't need a lot of work. I mean, it just pulls right apart. I mean, I don't know how long you're braising these short ribs.
They're going overnight, about 10 hours.
They're going overnight in the gnocchi.
Yeah, they just fall apart. We can't cook them too long because they will dry out, but those are cooked pretty well.
Beautifully tender. And again, with that, just the pillowy softness of that gnocchi. And that was done 20
minutes ago. That's a perfect description. It's melting in your mouth. It's just coming apart, but it's got enough firm to it that you know that you've got something great in your mouth.
And again, the short rib by itself would just be a wonderful experience, but you've done that. And again, the presentation, there's time and effort that goes into what a dish looks like, because it has to look good. It's going to taste amazing, but you guys definitely don't cut any corners on presentation.
No, not at all. But we want to make sure that it is simple, you know, to go along with the rest of the theme here.
Okay, we got about 2 more minutes remaining for the show. We have time to taste one thing, and it's all about the za, right?
It is the pizza.
Which one is this one, Chef?
This is called the pig. It has za.
Thank you so much. Of all the pizzas, Chef. Thank you. Let's give Russell the pig. All right, sorry. This is your show. Please continue.
No. So we have spicy calabrese meat, pepperoni, the house-made sausage, and sopressata salami on there.
Mm. Beautiful.
So as you
all
can
the meats.
All the meats with that nice light crust, you know, with a nice crunch, not chewy, but it has that nice texture and crunchiness to it.
Absolutely beautiful. And the char on the outside, and it's just tender and a little bit chewy inside. That's the way pizza is supposed to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
That is just delicious, man.
Okay, so all of your fans.
But at the end of the day, it tastes like homemade.
It tastes well, and that's what you strive for. Yeah. That's what you did. We've talked a lot about your grandma. I mean, and you know, her work is obviously still very much alive. The legacy here at North, because it's all about tradition and it's all about passion,
right.
And that is really what you stand for here at Fox.
Absolutely.
Way to go, Chef. Regan, we got 1 more minute left. How can people find out more about you and get involved in this whole conversation about North?
Yeah, you got to get on our website. So it's www.foxrc.com.
Okay.
So come check us out. We're growing like crazy. Started right here in Tucson at Wildflower, 1998.
That's
so
amazing. Great story.
Thank you, bud.
Learn everything, foxrc.com. Open for brunch, open for lunch, open for dinner. This is our new favorite place here in Tucson. Thank you so much for everything that you do, Regan Jasper.
Thank you.
Right on. Anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be uploaded to our website, onthemenulive.com. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, come on down to North for dinner tonight. They're open for business. Have one of these great cocktails. We're going to see you next Saturday at 4 o'clock here on The Menu Live.